Hello, patrons. Welcome. Welcome to the post show for Far Verona, episode number 15. Max is going to be sitting very, very still. Keep an
You're
eye on
good
him.
At
see
that.
If he see if he blinks. Hi, everybody.
Staring contact.
Welcome. Welcome to Berkman. So these episodes are always kind of interesting because, as you pointed out right at the end, Anne, it's like it's all kind of set up. So it's usually a lot of me talking and being like, okay. Here you go. Here's the thing. So they end up being kind of like more lectury than the usual episodes. So yeah, I feel like that was definitely a thing that I noticed this one.
We landed on like a brand new planet. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and seems to be like a one which a lot of the fans have done a lot with and like added stuff to and like built out to have cool stuff you want to show off, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's one of those things where like I'm not the kind of GM that likes like lore dumping. I don't like being like, well, everyone sit down as I tell you a story of this bullshit I made up. But it is necessary, right? Especially in a world that isn't like obvious or clear. There's like a lot of stuff to learn. So yeah, like I don't mind having an episode like this once in a while where it's like, okay, welcome to the planet. Here's what's going on. And hopefully I like gave you a kind of concise idea of what's happening. And now you can kind of search out the specific NPCs that you need, and I do really like the more we use the connect system, the more I like it, because it definitely takes some of the pressure off where I'm like, I don't have to make up somebody that you can be friends with. You can just tell me, Adam, I have a friend.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Super useful
to be like, okay, this is what I, you know, this is the type of person that I want to meet. And then you can make up a situation around that, assuming that we get a successful roll. So,
yeah, and I like that as a challenge for me. It's a mechanism that's in a few other games that I like, and so it's always really cool. And it helps me flesh out that relationship map, right? Because I keep getting to add people and figure out kind of what they want and what they're about, and it lets us track to the important people. So it's not just like I show up, I go straight to the boss. I'm like, okay, we'll work up to it and see how that goes.
It's definitely a mechanic I want to introduce to stuff.
It's cool because it, you know, again, it kind of like lets the players skip over that, like, does this guy exist? Cool, what is he like? Can I go see him? And instead be like, oh, I need someone who is a traitor in this particular way. And as a GM, all you have to do is listen and figure like, okay, that's a little harder. Okay, that's a little harder. It's a little harder. Okay, that's a little easier, and figure out what the difficulty kind of would be on getting that person. And then if you fail, you can just pull the Lando and be like, yes, you got a 4. Cool. You definitely know someone here. He will totally help you. And then you have to deal with that, right? I think is super fun. Cool. So there's all kinds of like early stuff going on, things happening. We're seeing more and more kind of as the stuff goes on, this kind of like side plot driven by the faction turn of like House Vela and kind of the STO and where that's going. How are you feeling about that, Bronze? Because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure, but that's part of what comes with like being one of the house's majors, nobles. You have to kind of assume that some of that is going to trickle down to you, especially when you're in Emira. So I kind of had an idea that some things like that would happen. I'm more like, I don't want to screw things up for other people. But on the other hand, I probably will, you know, because like, you know how Booker lost like the house crux, like a credit or house credit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, man, the stakes are high with some of the stuff I'm doing. I might end up
so my
totally
favorite my
things up for a house.
My favorite chat reaction of the whole episode was when the elder was like, you know, they don't have the kinds of firepower you would need to blow up a cathedral like that. Not like that spaceship you just brought here. And the people in chat, I could tell right away who is a Trillion Ring member and who is in the church, because they were all just like, no, don't say that. Get out of here. Stop it. Because that's 100%. And I've warned the people in the faction turn over and over. I'm like, listen, I know you get really excited when the players like get near your stuff because you get to see it on the screen. But like, interacting with PCs is a really good way to get your shit blown up. So like, they know to watch out, which is pretty fun.
First things that popped into my head was like, I wonder if like, we know what our mission is on this planet, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a greater mission also happening on the Jurisprudence. There could totally be like a larger mission happening on the Jurisprudence that does involve blowing up half the freaking planet once we uncover the information that they need to justify such an action. This has gone through my head like four times already. Where I was like, oh, let us just park our giant gun right outside of their planet.
Yeah.
And then ask these people to go collect some information for us. I have a feeling I would not be shocked, even if we shut this down peacefully, if Crux decides to make an example of them. We don't know is, I guess, like the answer. Or if we fail in our mission, or if we fuck things up somehow, or if we don't provide them adequate like evidence that we've dismantled this, you know, revolution, it could just as easily end in a bloodbath or with half the planet getting nuked. I've definitely thought about it. I'm like, oh, let's just park our gun outside, just point it straight at your planet.
Right. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's fun. It's fun knowing, I think I like it both ways. I like knowing that you as a group or as individuals can affect the larger stuff that's going on, and you can also be affected by it. So like while all this stuff happens, while we have the kind of like faction stuff going on in the background and it will affect the game, you can also kind of counter affect that and have things happen, like paying for faction credits for like player actions, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's pretty cool, and I really like the way that flow goes. There may be a time, and this is sort of the interesting thing, where there may be a time in the future where like House Crux as an organization and House Vela aren't getting along so well anymore, and what would that look like for the house members of House Vela on the ship, right? And like for you as a character, and it would be something that I would, as we get closer to that happening, it'd be cool if you and I could sit down and have a conversation about like, well, what do you want to do as a character, like as a player? Like, would you be willing to, do you want to keep playing the character and find a way to like make it so she's like a ward of House Crux? Like you're kind of a prisoner, but not really. Or like, yeah, like a hostage, or like, how do we want to play that? And we'll figure that out as we get closer. There's still some
a mole?
More drama yet to come. Yeah, right? Like, right now you're already sort of in that place, but it's going to get more tense. Like I said, like I've seen some things, and especially this faction turn, that will affect the the ongoing story pretty significantly. It's going to be cool.
The universe Marx is laughing because he's like, none of this will affect me. No,
it's not that. It's like, just because like when Adam said like this faction turn, like I chat to the High Church on Discord quite a lot, and so obviously, like, I've just found out, like, some of the stuff that's gone on, and so I know where it's kind of leading towards, and it's like, oh, that's going to be interesting. So, they've just sent me a document. I've been sent a document to read, so.
Yeah.
it's
neat. I've never really, like, I've never played a game like this where the campaign setting is a living, moving thing, even beyond my control. Like in the last time we played Stars Without Number, the faction turn, like I would choose. I'd be like, this faction is going to do this. And then we roll, and the dice would sometimes say like, oh, that facility gets blown up. So when the players go back, it's not there anymore. But now there's like all these other people doing stuff, and they're like, yeah, we're going to make this declaration. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Which is why I'm kind of stoked that the game, the live show game, is on a bit of a time delay from the faction turn. So I have several weeks to plan to be like, oh, okay, cool. House Crux just accused the Acre Corporation of treason. Let's figure out how that's going to go. Like, you know, and I have some time to work up to that and plan for it, which is super fun. It's been interesting. And that's been the thing that's sort of been on my mind for like this campaign all the way through, but more and more, the more we play, kind of seeing how we can interact with our fans on a larger scale like that. How's Nomi's first, how's your first mission going? How are you feeling about it?
I mean, so far no one has died or been attacked. That's true. So far it's going well, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I knew that because I rolled like 2 sixes for the connect, I knew that one person was going to be like friendly, but I was like, what if we're just walking into a thing and then there's like people waiting outside the bar, and like there still could be, who knows? We'll see, I guess.
It's a different, slightly different to the last time we did like a connect roll to meet with an informant on a planet. So far, it's getting a lot better. Let's hope it stays
We're also not going on to like a 100% hostile planet where we have to like be cool. undercover and like hide our identities and stuff. Like people know it's a Crux ship. We don't have to pretend that we're not space cops, you know, which is that's like a whole added level of difficulty when it's like they just want to kill you as soon as they find out you're noble. So yeah, definitely like a less hostile mission so far, and definitely more, it feels more like of a diplomatic diffusing this revolution that's happening basically. So.
Yeah. Well, and Berkman is one of those planets where none of the factions are like, it doesn't have a government. There's no one house or corporation that owns it. So it is a bit like literally and figuratively like a bit Wild Westy in the sense that, yeah, like there's an imperially friendly, like paying lip service, like government, but really they're being manipulated by a bunch of different powers. And it's fun to throw you into that and see like who's actually in charge on this planet. Like who's really pulling the strings. And that's something that's been cool. And I hope we get to see more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging it. Cool. Yeah. It's one of these things where this very much was like a setup episode. We kind of learned what was going on. I think there's going to be some more action in future episodes. And obviously the closer you get to weeding out these terrorists, the more tense things will become and the more likely there are like retribution, right? Retributive strikes against you when people realize you're digging around, which should be fun. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny, and I wanted to call this out specifically. I thought it was funny that basically as soon as you started talking to that lady that you connected with, chat was like, all right, timeline, how long before Nomi shoots this guy in the face?
Yeah.
How long before everybody in this bar burns to death? Like...
Well, and it's interesting for me, like knowing how, like thinking about how I'm treating specific people and seeing chat, like chat just expects that Nomi's just going to shoot him. Right. But like, I feel like I genuinely wasn't thinking about that with this person. And so it's kind of interesting to see what chat has picked up on as like expectations for Nomi's character and how I feel like I'm going to address things in the future. And whether or not those align, sometimes they don't, sometimes they do.
Yeah it's well, and it's cool to defy expectations too, right? To play up like the hard angle and then find an opportunity to back off of that and to like show someone mercy.
Yeah because it's not like a thing that Nomi is completely incapable of, I think. It's just that the situations we've seen in the past have been people that she really just didn't give a shit about, so.
Or couldn't leave alive, like, because they were too much of a risk, right? Like.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see what Hornet's Nest you stir up and how we get to know these characters and learn some of the NPCs and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Should be good. Mm. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to the next episode. I think that's it. Anybody have any other thoughts?
No.
Cool. Good. All right. Well, we'll see you all next time. Max, good job. Nice input. Thanks, buddy. We'll see all y'all for the next episode. Thanks for coming, everybody. See ya.
Bye.